Hey everyone, this is Jim again, your host of the Bible Study Podcast. I just wanted to jump on really quick for those of you guys who might be hearing this in real time. This is Thanksgiving. It's the evening. We've actually just finished coming home from my parents' house where we had just a very nice get-together with my brother, sister, family friend, and my uncle and his friend. And just getting to see my brother and sister and their kids, and have them run around the house making tons of noise with my kids. It was just really good. I just was just thinking about this as I'm getting ready to do some studying for a class I'm in. I'm just thinking, I was just recalling this story that my best friend and my pastor had just told me recently, and it's about thankfulness and gratitude, and I thought that it might be good to share it. And I wasn't really thinking too much of it until my wife had actually shared that with my niece, and she had gotten a lot out of it. It seemed to impact her, and she's not saved, so to see that, it just kind of reminded me of how impactful that story could be. So I just wanted to share it. And that's it. Nothing, no big, long, drawn-out teaching or anything today. Just a simple reminder of gratitude and thankfulness. I'll tell you the story. So, there's a guy, good Jewish man, and he's just really stressed out because he's living in a one-bedroom home. It's got a kitchen, a living room, and a bedroom, and that's it. And it's just him, his wife, and there's six kids. And, when it's time to sleep, obviously the bedroom can get pretty crowded. And so he's living, people are just like all on top of each other. It's very cramped, very uncomfortable living situation. And this guy's just kind of reaching the end of his rope. He can't stand it anymore. And he finally goes to his rabbi. He says, "Rabbi, I can't take it. Like, I am so stressed out. I don't know how much of this more I could take. I've got to do something. The kids are all on top of everybody. We can't move. There's nothing that can go on. It's just so inconvenient." Rabbi says, "Okay, I know exactly how to solve your problem." He says, "But before I give you the answer, I need you to promise me that whatever I tell you to do, you're going to do it." And the guy is just kind of like, you can imagine being in that situation. Like, okay, I have to do whatever you tell me to do, but I don't know what it is until I promise you that I'm going to do it. It's like, that's a lot of trust. But hey, it's his rabbi, so he's feeling trusting. So he's just fine. "Okay, fine. Yeah, whatever you say to do, I'll do it." The rabbi says, "You've got animals, right?" He goes, "Yeah, I've got a lot." And he goes, "What do you have?" He goes, "Well, I got a bunch of chickens, got a couple goats, and a cow." He goes, "Okay, I want you to bring all the animals into the house." "What?" Rabbi says, "Yep, that's what you have to do. Bring all the animals in the house, and then come back and see me in a week." And the guy's promised to do what the rabbi says, so he has no choice, right? So he goes home, and he lets all the animals in his home. He comes back a week later. Rabbi says, "So, how's everything going?" And he says, "Rabbi, it's terrible. These chickens are everywhere, and they are pooping everywhere. They're shedding feathers everywhere. Every time we turn around, somebody's stepping on a chicken. We can't take it anymore. This is terrible." And he goes, okay, "You can put the chickens back outside. Come back and see me in another week." He goes, "Okay, fine." So he goes home, and he lets the chickens out. Comes back to his rabbi the next week. Rabbi says, "Oh, how's everything going? How are you?" And he goes, "Rabbi, the goats are driving me nuts. They are standing on the furniture. They're eating everything. And they're because the things are so tight and packed, like, these goats get easily agitated. And if you're not careful, goats kicking a kid, one of my kids, or, it's not working out. This is so frustrating." Rabbi just kind of smiles at him and says, "Okay, all right, you can put the goats back outside. Come back and see me in a week." All right. So the guy goes home, lets the goats back out. comes back, sees this rabbi in a week. Rabbi says, "So how's everything going?" And guy says, "Rabbi, the cow, it's in the way constantly. It is huge. Just to get from one room to another, you've got to move this thing out of the way. And then the cow wants to sleep in the bedroom with us. That doesn't happen. That's not easy because this thing's so big, takes up all this space. You know, you're trying to get it to move out of the way just to, and it's mooing so loud. And Rabbi, when this thing uses the bathroom, it is everywhere. And it's so smelly. It's so, I can't take it. Can't take this cow anymore." Rabbi says, "Okay. You can put the cow back outside. Come back and see me next week." Guy goes home, he lets the cow out. Week goes by. He comes back to his rabbi. Rabbi says, "So, how's everything?" "Oh, Rabbi, things are perfect. They couldn't be any better. Things are so peaceful. I couldn't ask for anything more. Life is great." So what changed between his situation now after he's let all the animals out and what it was before he let the animals in? What's changed? Nothing in his life has changed. He's still got 6 kids and a wife, just all of them just piling into his one single little bedroom home. But it was a reminder of thankfulness, because things could always be 10 times worse. There was nothing that changed other than his perspective. And I just wanted to share that story with you. Like I said, it impacted my niece, you know, across the dinner table as my wife shared that with her. And so for those of you who have not heard that story before or just needed that reminder that, you know what, things may not be perfect right now. You might be going through some battles. You might be going through some serious, serious mayhem in your life. But be thankful for what you have. God is watching over you. He loves you, cares about you. The Bible says that you are the apple of his eye. You're the center of his attention, his love and affection. Okay? And that doesn't change because what you're going through is tough. The Bible says that life will be difficult, and in all circumstances, not because of your circumstances, but in all circumstances, be thankful. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. He is worthy and worthy to be praised. And if you turn your attention to God, if you turn your focus on him, and realize too that things could always be worse. Sometimes it's hard to imagine how things could be worse because you're looking at your bad situation and saying, well, it can't get much worse. It can. If we could see in the spirit what God does to protect us and to keep us safe and to stave off all these terrible things from happening in our life, if we could see in the spirit what God's doing, we would probably just drop to our knees on a constant basis and just be thankful for what God's doing for us. And how strange is that, right? Because that's exactly what we should be doing on a daily basis anyways. So I say that to say, give thanks to the Lord because he gave you today. He gave you today to be able to spend with family. Many of you, you might be listening to this as you just got home from a Thanksgiving Day dinner, or listening to this the morning after, you know, after you're, you know, maybe you're getting ready to go out Black Friday shopping if you're in America, or you're just laughing at all the crazy people as they're going out and you're just going to enjoy sitting in your home on a Friday, you know, morning, afternoon, you know. But just be thankful for what God's given you, you know, for my married friends out there. He's given you a husband. He's given you a wife that puts up with your crap on a daily basis. And all the married people said amen, right? Because we know that we are a hot mess sometimes, and our spouse can be a hot mess sometimes. And just for them to stay with us and put up with us is a blessing. You know, for those of you who are parents, God's given you some beautiful children or a beautiful child. And as difficult as things might be sometimes with your kid, you know, that they are far more of a blessing than they are a burden. And for my single friends out there who might not be married or have kids, you know, be thankful that the Lord has done a miracle in your life by allowing you to know him, by regenerating your mind and your spirit. And just be focused on today, making sure that you are doing everything every day that you can to grow closer to the Lord and preparing yourself for that forever relationship, if that's your intent. We have so much to be thankful for. And I could go on and on. I could make this an easy 20-minute episode right now about, you know, from here on out, just asking you, you know, just provoking you to think about all the things you should be thankful for. But I would just encourage you to take some time. When this episode ends, don't just go back to your normal routine. Take 2 minutes. Just take 2 minutes. And just reflect on what God has given you and what you can be thankful for. And if you're finding it hard to be thankful right now, maybe your situation is tough. If you're finding it hard to be thankful right now, just remember the perspective change. What happened with this Jewish guy in this story I just told. Perspective can go a long way. Okay? Perspective can go a long way. Your circumstances don't need to change for you to be praising God, to be thankful for the Lord, for what he's done in your life. Just thank him. Reposition yourself and realize God is good and he's given you a great life. And just thank him. Have a great night, everybody. God bless.